everybody's life, there comes a turning point. Things have been going on the same and the same and the same, and then all of a sudden, God steps in. Not all of us accept him, of course, but there is a moment in every person's life where God would reveal his grace to us. And that turning point is the beginning of something completely new. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me as we take a look today at that turning point from a different perspective. There's a beautiful old hymn called Would You Be Free from Your Burden of Sin. Now, I'm not going to sing it for you. I would never do that to you. But here are the lyrics of the first verse and the chorus, just as a bit of a reminder. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. A great old hymn, one of my favourites. I wonder how often we think about the burden of sin, the incredibly heavy load that it causes us to carry. The word sin, as it's used in the New Testament, simply means to miss the mark, or as we might put it, miss the point. And the whole point of life isn't that we should carry around a heavy burden that drains us emotionally and physically and spiritually, but that we should live free as a bird to enjoy our lives. That was God's original plan. That was the plan that Adam and Eve were living out in their idyllic existence in the Garden of Eden, until they sinned. And from that moment forward, they had to live out a terrible burden of suffering and sickness, the murder of one son by another, and on it went. Those are the consequences of sin. They were back then, and they still are today. And Lewis E. Jones, when he wrote that beautiful old hymn back in 1899, asked exactly the right question. Would you be free from your burden of sin? Well, would you? The sin that drags you down, the sin that holds you back, then listen to me. The only place where you will find that freedom is not in your good works, not in trying harder, but in the wonder-working power that can only be found in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for you on that cross. The grace of God in Jesus Christ. And it's that grace that we're going to chat about for a few minutes together today. And the best way that I know to do that is to take you back to a time when the nation of Israel was suffering under the burden of their sin. It was a terrible time. God had brought them into the promised land from their slavery in Egypt. He had set every good thing before them, the land flowing literally with milk and honey, just as he does for you and me. And just like you and me, these people rejected God. They went their own way. They worshipped their idols. They sinned against him. And so following warning after warning, he sent his judgment upon them. He gave them what they deserved. He allowed the Babylonians, sometimes also called the Chaldeans, the largest and greatest world power of that day, to completely destroy Jerusalem and the temple and kill many and take the rest into captivity. It was a terrible time. Those left were taken into slavery in Babylon, where they lived out their burden of sin and the sin of their forefathers for 70 years, seven decades. Imagine what that would be like, being torn from your home, seeing everything around you destroyed, and being taken from your freedom into captivity as a slave. Sounds rather dramatic, but I imagine if it happened to you, it'd be devastating. And in a very real sense, the effects of our sin are devastating. Homes, marriages, families are being torn apart every day through sin. Lives are being destroyed every day through sin. It's all around us. Look up and see. And it's in us too. Our lives are devastated when we allow sin to reign. What's the answer? Who will save us from this body of sin and death? Hard work won't, trying harder won't, only grace, God's grace. And at some point, something has to give. At some point, something has to change, because nothing else works. And at some point, something did change for the Israelites who were captives there in Babylon. God came along and changed it. Have a listen, Isaiah chapter 43, just verse 1. But now, thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. We're going to spend quite a bit of time in this chapter of the book of Isaiah over the coming days. But for now, I want to focus with you on just two words. Here they are. But now. I call it a grace interruption. Life was going along so miserably for those Israelites, those captives, as it is for anyone who's carrying the burden of their sin. And then all of a sudden, along comes God with an interruption, a complete discontinuity of grace. His free, unmerited favour that he lavishes on those whom he loves, his people, those who believe in Jesus, his Son, who died for their sins. And my prayer for you today is that you're going to have a grace interruption, just like those Israelites had almost 2,500 years ago. They had no prospect of a future. All they saw was more slavery tomorrow and the next day and for the rest of their lives. But along comes God through his prophet Isaiah and says, but now. Now, despite everything that's gone before, things are going to change. Now, despite the fact that all you can see is a bleak future and more suffering at the hand of the sin that's holding you captive, now I am going to break into your world, says God, with my grace. I'm going to turn everything on its head. My free, unmerited favour is going to flow into your life because I love you. But now, that same thing that he did for his people, breaking into their slavery to sin and setting them free, is what God wants to do in your life right now, today. But now, thus says the Lord who created you, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. With all my heart, I believe that that's the word the Lord has for you today. Now, the grace of God, the favour of God in Jesus Christ has come to set you free. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and it's not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of your works, so that no one may boast. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. That's not just some forensic statement of fact about something that happened in the past, the day you gave your life to Jesus. It's a statement about your life today and tomorrow and for the rest of eternity. I know that there are people listening today, and maybe you're one of them, who are crying out to be saved by the grace of God. Would you be free from the burden of sin? Would you? Then pray this with me right now. Father God, the sin in my life is killing me. It's robbing me of today. It's robbing me of my future. And something has to give. Lord, today I've heard about Jesus, the free, unmerited favour of God through his death on the cross that is available to me. Lord, I want that. I want your grace. I want to accept Jesus, my Saviour, and the Lord of my life. I need saving from my sin. I need a but now grace intervention in my life. Please do that for me. I pray it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you prayed that prayer from your heart to God with me today, then be assured of this. He has heard you. He has come to set you free. Jesus will start to make a powerful difference in your life from this moment onward. There is nothing surer than that. And whatever you do, don't leave it there. Get on with it. Start praying. Start believing. Start reading God's Word, the Bible. And I know that you will be utterly amazed at the intervention of grace, the totally unmerited, unlimited favour of God upon your life. But now. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.